Okay.
This is 947 Express Drive.
Here's another one of Wackhead Simpson's world famous phone pranks. Without insurance, you always get something out. To see what you can get out, SMS out to 44495.
Here we go again.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brian McKnight.
Yeah, one, you're like a dream come true. Two, just wanna be with you. Three, girl, let's start back at one.
Brian McKnight, how are you, sir? Welcome to the show.
I'm great, I'm really great.
Tell me, when I was looking at the picture of you currently now, how many people mistake you for Idris Elba?
You know what it is, and he and I start this when we hang out. It's like when you get to a certain age and you are brown skin, they all lump us all together. Whichever brown skin dude you think it is, you just say that name. It could be Sam Jackson, it could be whoever.
Now you're making me feel like a total idiot, you know that.
If you're going to be mistaken for somebody, it's a good thing if it's Zelda. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah. I mean, does anybody ask you, are you Nelson Mandela?
Well, see, Nelson's maybe a little more light-skinned than we are, so no.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure Idris Elba gets that now after he played Nelson Mandela. I'm struggling to find a more credible musician than you. You play 8 instruments: the piano, the guitar, the bass guitar, percussion, the trombone, the tuba, the trumpet. And I need to ask you, what on earth is a flugelhorn?
A flugelhorn is a deeper sounding trumpet. If you listen to my record, 90% of the instruments that are being played, I'm playing.
Can't you afford the rest of the band?
It's just faster. You know, all the guys that play in my band are better at their instruments than I am. That's the one, you know, sort of prerequisite you have to do to play in my band. You have to play your instrument better than I play your instrument. Mm-hmm. And they all do.
Now, I need to ask you, how many babies in the world do you think were made to your song Back at One?
I think the running total is right at 69,743,000. I'm just kidding. I just pulled it up off the top of my head.
I can't believe that a man of your stature and brilliance has had 16 Grammy Award nominations, and you've always come out the bridesmaid, never been the bride.
Well, I think that if people really knew how you get a Grammy Award, they wouldn't be that surprised. Most awards are political, particularly the ones that aren't being voted on by the people that actually buy your records. I don't really equate success in this business with how many awards you get, other than the platinum ones and the gold ones, and I have plenty of those, so it would be great to have one. If I ever get one, that would be wonderful, but I'm happy with my career and without them, and it's fine.
Well, I got a good feeling about your new album, Genesis. I have a good feeling this is going to be the one.
Well, we shall see.
I
hope people like it. I don't know. If they like it, I'm happy. You know?
Well, Brian, 16 times you've sat and you've waited for your name to be called. Do you prepare a speech?
No, I never expect to win. So it's not like I'd ever really, you know, prepare anything. But it's a fun thing, though. You know, you go, you get to see all the people that you don't see all the time. And just to be nominated is good enough.
Singing the national anthem at the NBA All-Star Game in 97. Now, that must be pressure. Is that more pressure than singing to 60,000 of your own fans in a big stadium?
You know what? There's two people or 20,000, or whether it's on television or whether it's the anthem. It's always the same for me.
Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather Jr. Who are you putting your money on?
Mayweather.
Yes.
Well, again, if they get in the octagon, I'm going to get my money on McGregor. But they're in a boxing ring, so... Who's the greatest boxer, pound for pound, who's ever lived? Probably Mayweather. So.
Well, I've been taking 1,000 rand bets at a time with people. I put my money on Conor McGregor. Would you like to take 1,000 rand bet with me, sir? And you can certainly pay me when you arrive here in December.
Well, how about we do this? Why don't we make it £1 million sterling? That's how confident I am that that Floyd's going to win.
Yeah, but you see, you've got that kind of money. I don't have that kind of money.
That shows me right now that you're not confident about your man. If you were confident, you take that bet. I wanted to see how serious you were about your bet, and you're not that serious, so...
No, I'm not serious anymore. All right, well, Brian, listen, we can't wait for you to... we can't wait to see you here in December. We're all going to be front row. We're very, very excited about this. So you have a good time until then. Don't hurt your voice. We don't want to hear any Justin Bieber type. Oh, no, I've cancelled the tour, okay?
No, not going to happen. I'll be there, and I cannot wait to be there.
Brian McKnight, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That was Darren's world-famous phone pranks. If you know someone who is highly prankable, hit 947.co.za and click on the prank submission link.
Without assurance, you always get something out.